Ringing from the halls of the Weber Fine Arts Building, audiences can hear a cacophony of music from UNO Theater's upcoming production of Jesus Christ Superstar. Jesus Christ Superstar is a fully sung-through rock opera based upon the biblical story of Jesus. This show brings both ballads and beats alive in this musical crafted by the minds of Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice.
I mean, the most basic story of it is kind of the final days in the Passion narrative, starting on or about Palm Sunday and headed through the crucifixion of Jesus. So it has a lot of the events that you may be familiar with from all the different ways and places you may have encountered that story. And they're going to be staged as a musical will, with great music, with great dance, just a lot of really awesome kind of musical adds to that story. It's going to look and feel very different than like a musical. This feels a lot more like an energetic, upbeat, moving rock concert, and it's gonna have that vibe both visually and kind of in the buzz of the room.
J.M. Christensen, the director of Jesus Christ Superstar, examines how to contextualize this 1970s rock opera in our modern times.
An important thing to think about as you come to it is that I don't personally believe that Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice were asking very many questions about the Jesus story itself as much as they were using this story to ask questions about our society, about our, about our culture. But I think our idea is that the world is contemporary. So then the question is, like, where do you find and locate that rebellion and that danger that Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice were finding in the music? And so we looked at, like, contemporary protest culture. And so what you're going to see is, like, a sort of protest idea of the Jesus Christ Superstar story. And in the same way that protest movements have like leaders and countercultural figures, in the same way that rock music had these leaders and countercultural figures, and that's certainly what Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice are maybe trying to investigate about these religious stories, the leaders and countercultural figures that were in there as well.
From start to finish, Jesus Christ Superstar continuously transitions from song to song over the span of its 90-minute runtime, with large dance numbers and music that grooves.
It is hard to understate how good the music is. I mean, it's the kind of show where every song you're like, that was great. And then the next song comes and you're like, this song's great too. And that, just don't get that a lot. There's a lot of musicals out there where there's like, there's a handful of really good songs in the whole thing. And Jesus Christ Superstar, it's truly like one great song after another. It's just awesome. Whatever one we happened to be rehearsing that night, because all the music is so good, you can ask my family, I like go home and I'm just singing that song all night. It's just stuck. It's like every song in Jesus Christ Superstar is an earworm and is awesome.
This production also shines a spotlight on the work of the students and designers at the University of Nebraska at Omaha.
This is my first show here. I'm a new faculty member at the University of Nebraska at Omaha, and it's just been a delight to work with folks on. This is a big show. It's got a big cast. It's got big music, big design choices. Really, everything about it is big. And so, it's like as a first project, it's a big project. And so there's a lot of possible worlds where this was not a fun project to do. And instead, I think we have a really, really great show, and it's been a blast to work on. The cast is great. The design team has just pulled off some really stunning visuals. I think this show is a real testament to the kind of work that students and faculty here at the University of Nebraska at Omaha can do. I think it'll be a really special experience.
UNO Theater's production of Jesus Christ Superstar will be showing until December 7th. More information can be found at UNO Theater on Instagram and Facebook. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Caden Webber.